The Italian region of Tuscany is often called Chiantishire because it's so popular with British visitors. But with so much on offer, from world-famous cities to tiny hilltop villages, it's really hard to know where to start if you're planning a trip. I spoke with Sean Caulfield. He's the owner of the villa booking website 2-Tuscany.com.
You're going to be able to relax into the countryside and the food and the slower pace of doing things. That manifests itself in the local markets, the local hilltop towns that you walk around. So everywhere you go, you seem to meet somebody who is living that type of life that in some ways, you know, we all envy, because to be with the family, to have time for yourself, maybe even to grow your own food, is something that people harp for in their busy lives.
Sean says there's plenty to keep you occupied.
Walking is a massive thing in this area. Walking trails go on and on and on. Breathtaking beauty at any time of year. Biking has been quite a big thing in Tuscany. It's an extremely famous area for cycling. Of late, there's been more and more cycling tours offered. A lot of people have struggled to cycle the hills in Tuscany, but once you have an e-bike, you can get up and down the hills. It's a form of cheating, I suppose, but it's a great way to see the countryside.
Another big trend is for so-called adrenaline tours, as Sean explained.
You can run around on scooters. And the old Cinquecento is also available. There's many places in the countryside to get out and have a look.
An unusual experience could be trying out the geothermal pools which dot the area.
You can either go to the natural hot springs that are just there, and they're open to the public, and there's no restrictions at all. You can just go and see them and get in the water. Or normally around those areas, somebody is given a license to build around the hot spring. They'll bring the hot water into a swimming pool, essentially, and then around that swimming pool they'll build a full spa area where people can relax and have massages, and they offer lots of services surrounding that.
The big attractions around Tuscany are the famous and historic cities.
Florence is the outstanding city, and it's the world capital of the Renaissance. So Florence would be the number one place to go to. But if someone has a week in Tuscany, often they don't want to take a day to go to Florence because they're trying to get away from busy city life. So they may prefer to go to a smaller city, or even Siena, which is still quite a big city, but it's far more relaxed because it's not so frenetic in Siena at all. And the way of life there is completely different. If you're ever in the north of Tuscany, towards the coast, Lucca is a fantastic city to go and see and visit. That's the type of city you can take it in when you go there, because it's quite a small city, quite compact walled city, and offers lots in the way of food, shopping also. So a lot of people go to Pisa to see the Leaning Tower. There's plenty else to do in Pisa. It is an incredible thing to see if you've never seen it.
And of course, no trip to Tuscany would be complete without trying the fantastic and varied food.
You can find some of the finest fish recipes from the Tuscan area. Then the further you move inland, of course, things change. But even from village to village, they specialise in different dishes. If you want to talk about Tuscany as a whole, there's a pasta from Tuscany that's quite particular to the area. It's called pici, and pici is made from a pasta where they don't use any eggs. So that's quite curious and different for people to try. But people tend to rely much more on something they can find locally. When you're in the shops, you'll find seasonal vegetables and seasonal fruits, and their dishes come out of those local products. And so if you're in an area where, for example, speaking again of the Chianti area, where there's plenty of wild boar, that's one of the dishes that you'll find on most menus, a wild boar pasta, for example.
Sean gave me his tips on when to visit the area.
I think September is probably the best, because our high season prices obviously are in the time when the schools are closed and the children are all on holiday right across Europe, whereas June and September tend to be not equally as hot, but they can be very hot in those periods, and the prices are around 25% less than the high season prices. October is great. Lots of festivals in October, lots of town festivals. Is cheaper again, typically maybe 40% off of the high season price. May can be a bit stormy, but again, if If the sun's out, it can be really very warm.
If that's whetted your appetite for a trip to Tuscany, you can get more information on what to see and do and browse for accommodation at 2-tuscany.com.